Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.RandallGreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
The one that made the Jailhouse Rock and Elvis stole God's song. Now, I've got a song along those lines one of these days I'll sing for you. Y'all didn't know that in my heyday that I used to do that, but I did. I've got a song called Jesus is a Rock. I did time in the county jail. The Jesus came and he made my bail. He's the one that set me free. He'll do it for you if you'll only leave. Paul and Silas locked behind the wall. Here come the jailer looking 10 feet tall. He said, boys, you can't go. But he didn't know about the rock and the Holy Ghost. And it goes right to the beat of Elvis's old tune, Jailhouse Rock. I've got a soundtrack and all that with it. One of these days, I'll shock y'all with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. But it's all good and scriptural. Amen. I'm telling you. But God is the one that made the Jailhouse Rock. Do you want God to rock your world? Amen. Do you want God to rock your prison? Do you want God to rock your adversity? Do you want God to set you free? If you'll praise God in wild abandonment, I mean just lose your mind and say, God, I know you're bigger than the test or trial. Get out of the grumbling and complaining and wondering what I'm going to do mode and put it in the God toward heaven mode and saying, God, you're bigger. God, I know that you've turned it around. It wasn't just the other night. Randall, my wife and I, you know, my son's 11 years old. We were there in our bedroom and I happened to be praying and worshiping God and glorifying God. And I got to laughing. I'm talking about laughing in the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm talking about? I mean laughing. Had so much adversity going on in the natural, I should be crying. But I was laughing so loud that I thought the neighbors were going to call the law. And me, I had to sing that song. They're coming to take him away. They're coming to take him away. But I was laughing like an old setting hen laying an egg. I'm telling you, I was laughing. Laughing, laughing, and laughing, and laughing. But you know why? I got to praising God. My mind was giving me trouble prior to that, but the more I praised God and thought about how big God was inside of me, God joined in my song. I mean, when you get God to join in your song, I'm here to tell you, you got four-part harmony, honey. I'll tell you that. I don't care whether it's in the jailhouse. I don't care if it's in the money situation. God will show up for you. Your God is a big God, and he's not going to let you down. God delights in coming to your aid and helping you out of your troubles. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. God delivers you. Number five in closing. Unless y'all want to go to midnight. But anyway, number five in closing. Stand against Satan until you see the victory. Now, why is that? Because he's going to test you on your faith. When you get up and start writing down and declaring what you're going to do, he's going to say, yeah, we're going to see if you're going to do that or not. So what do? Even when it looks like it's not working, what do? You keep doing what you've been doing. You keep believing what you've been believing. You keep saying what you've been saying. You keep declaring. I'm talking about the positive things from God's Word. And it says, and let's turn back and close them with this one verse as far as I know in Ephesians chapter 6. A verse that we read earlier, but I just want to remind you of it in closing. God has and will turn your adversity around. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse that we read earlier, but I want to give it to you again. Verse 13 of Ephesians 6. Wherefore, taking to you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, or you could say in the day of adversity, and having done all, what do? Stand. When you've done everything you know to do, what do you keep doing? Just keep there standing. What if it looks like it ain't working? I ain't looking at that. I'm standing. God's word is true. It looks like, well, the situation, I don't care. I'm not looking at that. I'm going to stand on word. Having done all you know to do, what do? Stand. Stand on what? All you know to do. That's all God requires. Don't move. Because everything don't happen instantaneously. Having done all to stand, just keep standing. How long is it going to take? And how long do you stand? Till you see the victory. Till you see the victory. Till you see the victory. Victory may come in some situations quicker than others. But regardless of how long it is, you've got the victory from the day that you start out determined to get it. That's the day it comes. It may not show up that day as far as in the physical material world, but it's done in the realm of the spirit. I'll guarantee you this. Remember Daniel? He set himself to seek God. And from the day that he set himself to seek God, and for 21 days, he didn't hear anything. But on the 21st day, an angel showed up. And this is what the angel said. He said, Daniel, from the first day, say first day, that thou didst set thine heart to seek the Lord, he said, I was sent with the answer, but the prince of Persia, a demon spirit, withstood me getting here with it. You can know this. When you're standing, it's not God withholding the blessing. It's the devil trying to block what you're believing. It's not God. And if you'll do your part, God will get through to you with what you are believing Him for. God had to send an angel to help that angel get through the adversity to get to Daniel. But guess what? He got there. When you're standing, know this. God's not withholding this because the devil will beat you over the head with this. See? And he'll tell you this. He'll say, see, it ain't working. God don't love you. See, if you're in faith, because you'll know you're in faith. I've been there, ladies and gentlemen. When I knew that I was in faith, and I knew, and I told God I'm in faith, I told the devil I was in faith, I knew I was in faith, and nobody could have stopped me. You could have cut my head off, and I still say I'm in faith. But I didn't see anything. And I went to God and said, God, what do I do? Stand. He said, it's not me blocking it. He said, that's the devil. And he said, if you stand, and listen, once you whip him in one area, it'll be easier and easier and easier in every other area. So until you fight, in Ephesians 6:12, it says fight. I mean, not Ephesians 6:12, it's 1 Timothy 6:12. It says fight the good fight of faith. There's a fight sometimes to standing. There's a fight to it. Because in one sense, the way the fight comes, not only from the devil, but from our sense realm. We keep wondering, we want to see something, you know? We want something that we can see or tangible that we can grab a hold to. But I'm here to tell you, tonight, you know now how to turn your adversity into victory. What was point number one? Make sure that you are not the source. Remember, that's not a condemnation. Judge yourself. Make sure you didn't do it. Number two, what was it? Satan is the source of all adversity. If you're doing what's right, you know it's Satan. It's not God. Number three, make you a plan to come out of your adversity. How do you do it? You find scriptures. A, under that is find the scriptures that pertain to your situation. Then B, under that, you do what those scriptures say. And in some cases, like what I had to do, and if it's a financial thing, you're going to have to sow. I'm here to tell you, you're going to have to step out there, and you're going to have to put some faith out there with your action. It don't work no other way. I didn't try to. I can save you a lot of trouble and a lot of time. I've been there. You got to sow, and it gives God the opportunity to work in your life. And then, what was the next point, number four? Praise God all the time, continually. Why? Because that's where God shows up. And then number five, having done all to stand, because it's not God keeping it from you, you stand until you see the victory. It belongs to you. Isn't that right? It belongs to you. Hallelujah. Now, who wants to see the victory in this place? Stand to your feet. If you want me to lay hands on you, there's a victorious anointing upon me. You just come on down here. And I'm going to lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to put my jumper cables on you and help you. If you're going through adversity and you want to see it change, you need physical heat into your body, whatever financial adversity, whatever it is, I just want to help you. Because there's an anointing. Jesus said that He'll confirm His word with signs following. Now, I want to point out something carefully to you, and I know you already know this, but me laying hands on you don't solve the entire problem. You understand? You still got to do what you know to do. The Holy Spirit now and the anointing is going to help you, but tonight you just decide that I'm going to receive what God said for me to receive. I'm coming out of this situation. Remember, we talked about that this morning. You're ready to turn your adversity into victory. Amen. You are. You're going to do it. You can do it. Raise your hands and begin to praise God. Thank God for it. Praise God. Just start acting in the way that you know to act. Start praising Him. Start praising Him that He has turned your adversity into victory. Start turned. Hallelujah. Praise Him that He's turned your adversity into victory.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.